Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So do speak to us, ma'am, on the beauty and the complexity of a mother-daughter relationships.
Talking about the mother-daughter relationships, I think we start with a positive one. The beauty of having a mother is, I think, it's something that we appreciate. The people that have had the time to grow with the mothers, whether if this is an adopted mother or the biological mother, they will talk about the nurturing nature of mothers. Mothers are caring. They'll be there. They'll provide shelter. They'll provide the basic needs like food, clothing, and they give us the emotional support. So when you have challenges, they'll come to you and you'll be able to run to them. And with that, we tend to create a bond and some form of attachment with our mother, which is very, very good for social development, because you know that I'm wanted, you know that I'm loved. And it starts from an early age when a child is taken care of. They start feeling good. They start knowing that, oh, the world wants me. The world takes care of me. So it provides also a form of unconditional love. There's a way mothers love us. They will provide this unconditional love to the daughter, and it just starts to help the daughter to develop the self-esteem and a good self-image about themselves. And these mothers are also teachers. You know, they teach so many things. They teach the values. They teach the beliefs. They teach the aspirations, whatever, and so many things. And overall, I can say mothers are then best friends to their daughters. They become best friends to their daughters. Not only that, they teach them on how to be resilient. And like we see in the Bible, Timothy 1 verse 5, Timothy is talking about her picking this genuine faith from the grandmother then to the mother. So they also transfer a form of faith. So having a mother is a beautiful thing. The daughter-mother relationship becomes very key for these things that we have highlighted.
It's beautiful, beautiful indeed. Now, are mothers generally tougher on their daughters than their sons, or is that just a myth?
I think they tend to be tougher on their daughters. They tend to be tougher on their daughters for so many reasons. Sometimes I think it's a societal expectation. Maybe mothers want to also replicate themselves in the lives of their daughters. So they want to transfer the excuse. If they are hardworking, they want their daughters to be hardworking. They also have some insecurities they want to project onto their daughters. There are things they didn't do well, and they want, like, this should be an opportunity for the daughters to do them very, very well. And mothers also may struggle with their daughters growing independently. And sometimes you find that this poses as a challenge. And because of the generational gaps, the mothers not knowing what roles the children should pick on, what roles they should live. And so you find they may be much tougher, wanting this daughter to grow up faster than maybe the age. You find the 6-year-old, they expect she should be perfect with working at home. She should adopt certain values. She should do this and that. So this may come really because maybe a mother has certain insecurities, or maybe it's just some societal expectation. So I've seen, as mothers, being a mother, I think we tend to be tougher onto the daughter. And the son, a little bit lenient, I would say. Sure.
Oh, man, beautiful, beautiful. Now, what are the most, important lessons that a mother should teach their daughters?
Wow. The mother has so many lessons to teach their daughters. So many of them. I think as a Christian woman, if I'm teaching something to my daughter, the first thing you want to talk about is that you want to introduce them to God. You want them to love God. And with them, loving God comes godly values. We teach love. We teach kindness. We teach patience. There are these values that are attached because somebody is a Christian. And so we've seen that being a Christian solves quite so many problems. And so we want our daughters also to love God. After they have loved God, we want them to love themselves. We want them to first of all discover that they are unique.
Mm-hmm.
They have unique gifts, to know their uniqueness, mm-hmm. to know their potential. And once that's done, they develop some confidence. And as a result, it becomes then very, very important that the child knows who they are, knows themselves, and that is important for the mother to do that. Then the other aspect that the mother has to teach the child is to teach them to respect themselves and to respect others. Most of the pains that are caused in this world comes just from the fact that maybe the children just lack respect. They don't know how to fear people's things.
Mm.
Maybe they overstepped, and that may land them into trouble. So it's important that they learn to respect themselves. When they respect themselves, they will remember that I'm important. There are certain things I can't do for me because I respect myself. And there are certain people's property, people's bags, people's whatever it is. When they learn to respect, it becomes much, much better. Then we also want them to learn to set boundaries. To learn to set the physical boundaries. How far is too far? They just need to know that I'm not a laptop who can sit anywhere at anyhow. And they need to also get to learn to know the emotional boundaries. Who can I be vulnerable to? Especially in this age that we are on. They need to know the time boundaries. When can I go to certain places and when can't I go there? They also need to know the sexual boundaries. So in brief, they need to know the boundaries. And then we also want them to work hard. A daughter has to be taught how to work hard and also how to work smarter and how to be orderly. There are so many lessons, but I think we can pick on those ones. We can pick on those ones. Sure.
Beautiful. And what would you say a mother, towards a daughter, those wishes that you harbor silently for your daughter, the best wishes you have? Others would say they wish the best education. Others would say they wish this, that, and the other. But generally, of all the mothers, what do you think they are most beautiful wish for their daughters is?
I think most of the wishes that we have for our daughters is, number one, we want them to live a long life and to live a life of purpose.
Yeah, true.
We want them to live an impactful life, whether they live 20 years, 30 years, but we want them to live a purposeful life. We want them to also lead a godly life. We want them to live a godly life. I think above all else, if they can have success, but the success doesn't come with God in it, then that is not true success. So we want them to live this this godly life. And above all, we want them to also learn to love others. God, I think, wants us to be available, to show love to the world. So they will love themselves, but we also want them to live a marks of prince of love where they have stepped. So those are some of the things that I would wish for my daughters, for our girls out there, that they could live a life of purpose. They should love God. They should show love to the world.
I thought you'd also mention that mothers would wish that their daughters would have their beautiful homes with lovely husbands and children.
Exactly. We want them to have beautiful families. I mean, a family, and we want, if this daughter is going to get married, not all of them get married. We want them to really have beautiful homes, beautiful families, and godly husbands as well. That is our prayer. So that this faith I talked about earlier on, it's transferred from one family to another family. And we want to see a generation of believers. And
yes.
So would wish really that to be in their lives too.
Beautiful. I think it's a fantastic, beautiful, and warm wish. Now, earlier you spoke about, projecting onto the children. How can a mother then avoid projecting their own ambitions, fears, and personal ideas onto her daughter and allow the daughter to explore herself individually?
So from what I'm seeing, these projections mostly come because the woman is struggling with insecurities. Mm-hmm. The woman is struggling with unresolved traumas. The woman is struggling with unmet needs. So mm-hmm. first of all, she needs to recognize, what are my insecurities? Mm-hmm. You know, some of the insecurities are just imaginary. They're just in the mind. They mm-hmm. may not be real. Mm-hmm. So she needs to deal with her insecurity, her fears. And some fears we have, they're just like a toothless dog. It's barking, but it can't bite you. Mm. So she needs to realize that these insecurities I have, they are mine. They may not really be a reality to my daughter, because the world is also changing. Mm. So they also have to deal with their unresolved trauma. That's where we need to see our mothers also walk into counseling, be prayed for by our church leaders, so that some of the past can be put in the past. And that can also help on what form of expectations they have mm-hmm. onto their daughter. Because sometimes when they have unrealistic expectations, it can create a sour relationship. And then they also should avoid criticizing their daughter's traits. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they may feel like they are perfect as parents. It's easy to feel like we are the perfect ones, and their daughters are the ones we are going to criticize. We feel like you are too sensitive, you are not as outgoing as I am, or you just love to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And so we need to realize that our children may need to lead their own unique life. They will be gifted differently, and there are things they will do which we've never done. This is where you find in a family somebody just grows up and they're an artist, and yet there's nobody who's an artist in that family, and that has to be nurtured. And also they need to avoid pressuring their daughters to excel academically. No, you're not good at your academics. For me, I used to be the first one in class. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't stop pressurizing them to excel socially. They may not be as social as they are, because temperaments are a little bit different. Maybe to get me right here, I'm not saying we shouldn't challenge our children to success, but maybe what I'm saying is success is defined differently. Other people are maybe going to excel intellectually. Others are going to excel with the gifts in their hands. They may not really do well mentally, maybe these things of reasoning, they may not do well, but give them something to do, they may be able to do it. So that should be viewed differently. If a child is struggling in another area, they could be helped to see things differently, to try mm-hmm. other things. And that's where we've seen others are excelling in football, others are excelling in baking, others are excelling in academic matters. And then we need them to know that their daughters are unique.
Yeah.
And so then they should stop projecting their ambitions, their fears. They just should be seen as unique daughters.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Mrs. Montoya, thank you so much for joining us, Shepherdess. Beautiful conversation we've had. Wish you all the best and have a fantastic warm evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great evening too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.